possible because of Chila, since the pasuk starts off saying by a korban eilo bakar, or else if somebody says min hatzayin is a locher is that yovai keves, he has to bring a keves. Heil the pasuk by because of Chila, since the pasuk starts talking about it first, or else if somebody says min oif from a bird is a locher that yovai term that you have to bring term pigeons. Heil the pasuk by because of Chila, since the pasuk starts talking about birds oif, as it says term first. Havad is not that way. Even though the Torah starts off with an oilah with a bokar or with tzayin with a keves or oif with turim, his lavdaf you have to bring that. And what's the proof? Because if so, Allah matanan, how come we learned that if somebody says harei elai oilah, I have a chiva promise to bring a korban oilah, Allah is yovei keves. If he wants, so he can bring a keves. You see, you don't have to bring a bokar. You can go straight to bring a lamb if you want. The blessed ben Azayu oimer tur oy ben yoina. If you want to bring an oif for an oila, you can bring a tu or a ben yaina. And v'le pliga, there's no machlaikis. V'le polo gebuta, Buddha doesn't argue over there. Because the Hilchor of Yehuda agrees that by korban oila, you do not have to bring a bokar, even though the pasuk starts off first with the bokar, but you could bring a keves, a lamb. When you bring oifis, you don't have to dafka bring a turim, you can bring a tu or a ben yaina. Since even though the pasuk starts off with this, with turim, it's lav dafka, you have to bring that. So it's a question of Mishnah. What does Yehuda say? If somebody says a raya lai mincha stam, that he has to bring a mincha solis, why? Why is that called mufchar shebe menachas? Someone says, Ela rather, my miyuchedes shebe menachas. What does Yehuda mean to say? This is the miyuchedes, the special mincha. The less lai shem levoy, it has no other nickname to it. Rashi says, Shenikras, mincha stam. It's called the mincha stam. Because Rashi says, the shar menachas, other menachas, Yeshlem Shem Levoy, they have like another name to it. Either it's called Minchas Machavas, or Minchas Macheshes, or Minchas Mapeh. They have other names to it. But what's the Minchas called Stam Mincha? That's the Minchas Seilis. So more still is, I, Votona, was learned, Hoyle Leposach Ba'akos of Chila, Kamar, the Chor de Brisa still says, that's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. Mashma the Rissa to Svara. Since when the Posach starts talking about the Menachos, it starts off with Minchas Seilis, Mashma, that's the main mincha. Tzmur says no. Hochi kama, this is what the Braisa means to say. Ezeyo mincha miyuchedesh b'menachos, the last leshem levaya, which mincha is a special mincha that has no other name to it, just called the mincha stam, ezu sheposav akos atchilo. That's the mincha the Torah starts talking about first, which is the minchas selus. Tzmur says, pshito, minchas ha selus kamar. If so, what does the Braisa have to say? Let it just say stam a mincha solis. Samura says true, but the brayser is simna biyam, is giving you a simin, is giving you a sign to remember. If you want to remember which one is called the mincha stam, what's the mincha, what's the miyuchedesh of menachos, that's a mincha solis. What's the simin to remember it is because the pasuk starts off talking about this mincha first. Rashi says simna biyam legirsa shlo titoy, you shouldn't forget or make mistakes. Eiz the mincha kamer of Yehuda the yavoi so simin zayev yocho, this should be the simin in your hand that will the what zu sheposav v'akos tchila, the mincha the Torah starts talking about first, that's the one the pasuk that's called the miyuchedes shem mincha, that's the stam mincha. Therefore that's pshat of Yehuda. If somebody says a rei alai mincha, a stam mincha means a minchas hafeilus. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah if he says mincha or else min ha mincha. So Mishnah says, Yovi Yachas, he means to bring one mincha, any type he wants. So Boy Rapova, Papa has to shout like this. What's going to be if somebody says, Harei Alai, Mine Mincha? He didn't say the word Min Ha Mincha, but he said Mine, but that's Lashon Rabin, but he said the word Mincha. So Ma, what does it mean to say? Kivin the Yoma Mine, since he said Lashon of Mine, maybe Tarati Koma. He meant to bring two minochas. Or my mincha, I ended off the word mincha. What he meant to say is the kula menachas, nami mincha mikrin. Like all the menachas are also called mincha, even though it's loshen yochid, but it means a rabbi, it can mean a few. The pasuk says, v'zois teras ha-mincha. This is the Torah of all the menachas, and it says loshen of ha-mincha. So also, when the person says, herei alai minei mincha, maybe meant to bring two different types of menachas. Or duma maybe no. Kivan diyama mincha, since he said the word mincha, chod mincha kamer, he only means one. He only has to bring just one mincha. If so, my mina mincha, what do you mean to say mina mincha, which is mashma, two different types of menachas? Hachikom, this is what I meant to say. Me mina mincha, from like the different types of menachas there are, the five different types, choda mincha lai, one of those five, whichever one I choose is upon me. So that's the question, what does the person mean when it says lashon of like this, of mina mincha? Yes, we must say that this Yatoshma coming here, says the Mishnah was, the person says mincha mina mincha, I want to bring a mincha, or else he says min mincha. So then we say yov yachas. He has to bring one mincha. But mashma, because he said the lashon of min was also mashma one. Mashma ha mine mincha. If he would have said the word harei alai mine types of mincha, shtayim, mashma have to bring two menachas. Because mashma from our Mishnah, if he says mine mincha, means two. So it says no, if salaim is, let's look at the say for the Mishnah. He says, somebody says harei alai menachas. Rossi says min minochis, then yovishtein, then you have to bring two. Mashma ha mine mincha, if it doesn't say the word minochis, just the word mincha, even though it says the word mine, chode, you only have to bring one. So again, elamiho lekla mashma mino. For now, Mishnah can't bring any proof. Our Mishnah can be medayik both ways, so you don't have a proof. The guy says mine mincha, what's the main, what does he mean? Does he mean two, or does he mean one? We don't know yet. So Toshma, come another proof from the Mishnah. Mishnah says also, a guy says, min menachis alai. Somebody says, min menachis alai. I have to want to bring a type of menachis. So, yovishtei menachis. He has to bring at least two menachis. Menachis means two, he has to bring two menachis. What does it mean if he says, mi min echod? No, yovishtei menachis in min echod. He has to bring like the one mincha twice. Any one of the five he chooses to bring, he has to bring two of them. Because he said min menachos, mean one type, but menachos two. So mashma ho mimine mincha. If he would have said mimine a few of mincha, choda mashma only means one. So only because the lashon of menachos it means two. Mashma would have said the word mincha only means one. Tzmor says no. Dilma maybe ho mine mincha. If he would have said the word mine mincha, maybe shtei menachos mishnei minim. Maybe then he would have meant to say, I have to bring two menachas. I, how come it only says the word of min menachas? Because if he would have said minei, then he has to bring two different types. When he just says min menachas, it means one type, whichever one he wants, but two of them. But if he would have said the word minei mincha, maybe means two different types of menachas. So you have naraya. Yeah. Could be minei mincha, maybe shtei menachas, mishnei, he has to bring two different types. But the Gemara still know, for loy tenanochi, we didn't learn like this. For loy tenanochi, we learned, min minochis alai, somebody says, harei alai, min minochis, so maybe shtei minochis, min minechet. If he wants to bring soilus, he has to bring two minchis soilus. What's the way the guy says, mine minochis alai, Mashpachlo, he said both Lashon Rabbim, mine two, and minochis two alai. Then the locher is, maybe shtei menachos, mishnei minim. He has to bring taka two different types of menachos. Yeah. Shtei menachos, to bring two menachos from two different minim. So it's mashma though, only here, because he said minei menachos. Mashma ho minei mincha, if it would have just been minei mincha, lashon yochid, choda, it's mashma only one. So not like yodik, the mashma is two, here it's mashma because only one. So where it says no. Maybe do you tell me, no, sure, this Bryce, and maybe Dilma, Homani Rebbe Shimon. This Bryce goes according to Rebbe Shimon. The Yama that he holds, Machsa Chalais or Machsa Rikikin. If you want to bring a Minchas, which Minchas is that again? If the guy says, a real life Minchas Mafatana. So we have before Machloikis, that all 10 have to be Rikikin, or all 10 have to be Chalais. Rebbe Shimon is the one that says no. If you want to, the Yama Machzi could bring five of them of Chalas and five of them Rikikin. If so, according to Shimon, oh, then what did this person mean when he said, oh my mine mincha? What does this person mean to say, I want to bring mine mincha, which will medayik from this Bryce to mashma only one? It means to say, mincha, the east lay tre mine. It means they only meant to bring one mincha, but has two types of it. What's two types? They could bring Rikikin and Chalas. So really it's one mincha mafatana, which that mincha is one isorin, divided into 10 chalas, and 5 and 5. That's why the Braisa says he only meant one. It goes according to Rav Shimon. But Abu Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan Shita, The Yama, that they say no. Mach trechalis. O masor kikin lo yovi, there's no such mincha. You have to bring the whole thing of a kikin, the whole thing of chalis. If so, then if a person says mine mincha, it could be, he means two different types. Then maybe shtei menachas, mishnei minim. He has to bring two menachas from two different types. Therefore, there's no stira in echanami. Would be medayik mine menachas means two. That's according to the Rabbonin. That is the last brice is mashmi. We say mine mincha. You only mean one. That goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that mine could be two different types in one mincha itself. Minchas mafatanor could be chalas and mekikin. But then the Mishnah says, let's say a person says pirashti, ven yedeya ma pirashti, yovi chamishta. Person says, harei alai mincha, and he says, at the time when I said it, I said which type of the five I want to bring. And now he forgot which one he meant, so he has to bring all five, and then Asafik has to bring all five. So the verse says, man tan, who's the tanner of this? Omer b'yirmiyot loik Rebbe Shimon, not like Rebbe Shimon. Why? Di Rebbe Shimon, goes according to Rebbe Shimon, goes according to Rebbe Shimon, kivun diyoma. Machzor chalas or machzor kikin yovi he also if you want to bring a minchas mafetanor you could bring five and five. So the chud is a kasha. Like we're saying now, you only have a suffer to bring five, no more. That's like the rabbanon. If you said minchas mafetanor, you have to bring 10 of the same. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it could be when you made your neder, you said clearly you wanted to bring six chalos and four kikin, or seven this, three that. Sechura should be much more in the suffix. So the Rami Sechura, this our Mishnah goes not like Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be much more of a suffix. So as the Nami or else Savlok Rabbi Yehuda, or else our Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Yomar Kol Hamanochos Boyer Esa. All menachas come 10. Ikal esvukei bi'arba asara menachas. If so, you can make a suffix in 14 type of menachas you can have. So I'm saying, but even the God of Yehuda, that you can't have 5 and 5, it's 10, but still there should be 14 svekis. If you suffix, first of all, bi'arba asara wide. First of all, maybe meant the solus, maybe meant the minchas machavas, maybe meant the macheshes. That's gimel. Then, if he said a minchas maper, Mapataner, the Iko, Echot Osta Svekis, there are 11 Svekis, how to bring a Mapataner. Dilma Kula Chalas Noder. Maybe meant to bring all 10 of them to be Chalas. Vishema maybe Tisha Chalas Vichat Rik Rokik. Vishema Shmoina Chalas Shneri Kikin. Vichain Grua Lachalas Vesuflo Kikin. Ad Shema Kula Rikikin. Skits, you could have 11 Svekis here. That's a Yehuda. And Yehuda says a bigger chiddush than Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds you could bring 5 and 5. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could bring, it has to be 10, that's all. How many of them? It doesn't say what the proportion is. So according to them, there could be 14 tzveikis. So our Mishnah doesn't go like these two mandiyamim. Our Mishnah says you only have 5, so we hold mapataner is only 10 chalas, that's all. Abaye Roma, Afilu Temer Rabbi Shimon, you hold the goals according to Rabbi Shimon. Shamin Rabbi Shimon the Yomar Maisi Yomasni. You could bring it and you can make it tonight. Rashi says Maisi Shnei Menachas Chodesh Shel Esa Chalas VeChodesh Shel Esa Rikikin VeYomar. The person said like this: Im Kula Chalas. I meant to say A Kula Rikikin Adarti Is Oisesh In Adarti Tehilan Adorai VeYachera Should Be Nedava. And then he says, no, make it tonight, any way I wanted to bring it. Be my meant to say, machzor shechalos or kikin, no darti, so take 5 and 5 out of here, and the other ones are the dovis. So kids, that mishnah could also come out good. All you have to do is just bring 10 chalos and 10 rikikin, and you make it tonight and say, whichever one you meant, out of these 20 chalos here, it should go for that type, the way I meant. And the leftovers should be in the dova. Yeah. The yama maisi yamasti, the tani, we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimel, Lamochros, the next day is maybe Hashem of Luga, Imai. Rashi says, go to Sefta, the Nazirus Katani law. Me show you Sophic, the summer was a Sophic Nazir, Tomei. The Sophic Tor. Or else Sophic Mitzera Muchlak, Tomei, Sophic Tor. It cries the Sophic what he was, whether he was a Nazir Tomei or a Mitzera Tomei. Sayuchel, the Kotchim, Achasamach Yem. You can eat Kotchim after 60 days.
Yeah. And on this one, Rabbi Shimon Oimel Mochor Shayim Shishim El Yashamai. After the 60th day, he has to bring his korban Hashem. The Tanya of Shimon Oimel. Lamochros, after these 60 days, maybe I'd let him bring a korban Hashem, Veluga and the Lug Shema with him, Imai.